looked at the room. Sarah Bridger McCabe focused tired eyes on the surface of the tack tank. She hadn't slept for more than 26 hours, and exhaustion had taken its toll. Sarah was beautiful, or had been once. Now a long white scar slashed down across her face. It was deathly white against her heat-flushed skin. A grim reminder of her first encounter with the pirates many years before. Sarah wore a plain gray jumpsuit, light body armor, and a blaster in a cross-draw holster. Ignoring concerned stares from CNC staff, she tried to concentrate. The tack tank was a swirl of color and movement. It was similar to a three-dimensional electronic chessboard, in which the green deltas belonged to her and the red squares to someone else. But this was no game. These markers represented real flesh-and-blood people. Mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers. Friends of hers. They were dying and Sarah couldn't stop it. Some of the population would survive as slaves, but most would die. It was the pirate way. Take what you want. Destroy the rest. Sarah peered into the tack tank and looked for an answer. Hills and valleys were outlined with green contour lines and marked with elevations. Surface and subsurface installations showed up as yellow circles. Civilian domes and factories were light blue. All of it looked so neat and orderly without the sprawl of dead bodies, the stench of burned-out homes, the blue stutter of energy weapons. Without ships to bring help, without FTL communication, the settlers had a single ally. The weather. Up above, on the planet's surface, a Class II storm raged. Nothing like an 8 or, God forbid, a 10, but just enough to slow the pirates down. Sarah had hoped for more, hoped the storm would defeat them in a way that she couldn't, but the pirates were well prepared. They wore heat suits, rode in armored crawlers, and knew what they were doing. Slowly but surely, the red squares were pressing in, pushing the green deltas toward the underground command center, crushing anything that stood in their way. Over there, about 10 clicks short of Donovan's Rift, Riston's rifles were still holding against a company of mechanized infantry. And there, just short of the main armory, Colonel Larkin was fighting one last battle. But that was it. After 2 days of battle, the pirates had come close to wiping the planet clean, and soon would be victorious. Sarah's vision blurred, and she rubbed her eyes. Was there a way out? Something she'd missed? A weakness? No, nothing. The knowledge lay heavy in her gut. The pirates would take Alice within hours. She'd failed. The battle was lost. But why? Why such determination? Why so well equipped? Why Alice? Sarah? The voice was calm and gentle. She looked up to see a man and a woman standing on the other side of the tack tank. There were 5 members of the Planetary Council. Sarah, Colonel Larkin, presently defending the armory, Rico, off-planet with Sam, Professor Wendell, and Dr. Hannah Lewis. 3 qualifies as a quorum, Sarah thought tiredly, though it hardly matters. There's nothing left to decide. Professor Wendell smiled wearily. He was an elderly man with bright blue eyes and a white ponytail. We did the best we could, child. Let's save what we can. Sarah looked at Hannah. She had an open face, beautiful brown skin, and a tight cap of kinky black hair. She had a diagnostic scanner strapped to her right arm and a stethoscope hung around her neck. There were bloodstains on her OR greens. The planet's main medical facility was 1,000 yards down the main corridor.
The professor's right, Sarah. Release the remaining troops and let them slip into the bush. The pirates won't find them. Not on Alice, they won't.
Sarah knew Hannah was right. The locals were experts at cold weather survival. They knew the terrain, and those fortunate enough to be some distance from the CNC would have a chance of escape.
And the children?
Hannah looked at Wendell. It was he who answered.
They're gathered in the cafeteria. The pirates will take them as slaves.
Sarah felt a terrible sadness roll over her. Which was better, to die or live as a slave? She knew what Sam would say, knew he'd want his daughter to live.